Blog Talk Radio.
What's up?
Okay, welcome to Turn Up Tuesday. I'm your host, Nikki D.
And I'm your co-host, Mailman.
And we make up the Turn Up Tuesday family. So what time is it?
Turn Up time.
Now, peeps, April is a new month, a new season, and people are in new relationships. So tonight's topic is going to be, how long in a new relationship should you wait before you have sex? Now, how can we have a month of relationships if we don't talk about sex, huh? Well,
exactly.
my topic will be coming from www.lovesessions.com. And it's all about waiting to have sex. What you think about that, Mia? How long you think you should wait?
I mean, it shouldn't be a time frame on how long you should wait. Because
Go ahead. Well, you know, we got the men versus the women tonight, so we got a crew, so we ready. So I think the ladies got it, but we'll see at the end of the night.
So,
go ahead.
So you think that these women are not going to agree with some of the men?
I don't know. But we'll see. You know what? I just think we should wait and see. Because we do have a crew of ladies. There's room for me on what I say.
I ain't scared.
Well, okay, just be ready. Okay, be ready for it. Be ready for it because I'm ready. But I'm going to go to the article first, and then we'll go ahead and take our first guest. So the article states, with all the sexual temptation out there, it is hard to believe that more and more people are actually waiting to have sex. A recent Love Session poll, which is something we're going to do tonight. We're going to also play a game tonight with some of our guests. So a recent Love Session poll showed that many people believe that sex is something that should not be rushed in dating and believe they should have about 3 dates first before taking it to the next step and having sex with their romantic interest. 3 dates? Okay. This is no easy task, especially if there is a strong attraction between you and the person you're dating. Strong sexual chemistry is hard to ignore and deny, and it takes real strength on both sides to wait before they roll into bed together. The reason more and more people are waiting before they have sex is because they want to see, basically, like they stated, the chemistry, to see how they get along before they start to become intimate. As great as sex is, more people are more concerned about building a genuine connection and relationship with someone rather than just focusing on the fun of having hot sex. After a few dates, if one feels that they have a strong enough connection with the person that they're dating, then I think that would be the time to go ahead and throw sex in there. What you think, Mia?
No. That's like the dumbest ever, man. Real talk.
Really?
Look, listen. Yes, listen. If I'm spontaneous, so if we out and it's our first date or whatever, and the chemistry there at that moment, why not go ahead and why fight it? That's you fighting temptation. If you ain't in a relationship and you've been talking to a person a couple of days over the phone or whatever, I see nothing wrong with going ahead and having sex. Because, like, for instance, I had a one-night stand with someone, and we lived together for 9 years after that. And I didn't look at her no different than if I would have waited 2 weeks or 3 months afterwards. It's about the person that you're dealing with.
And basically, you know what? I agree with you on that. When saying, you know, okay, but the thing is, it's really at this point, it's not really about the respect that you would have for, you know, for that person. It's kind of like I'm thinking to where you begin to know that person first. Because think about it. Okay, now I know you said you had a long relationship after one night stand, or what, I mean, you know, after you guys went out and had it the first night. But what I'm saying is, I would rather get to know that person because, look, how about I already know them mentally, you know, and that would really attract me to them because, you know, first, I don't want it to be, okay, well, every time we get together, okay, let's have sex. I would need to enjoy being around this person. You see what I'm saying? So I agree with the article. Go ahead.
But listen, even if just because you had sex that first night don't mean your next date gonna be sex. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you just really just pretty much got it out the way. I mean, she was just grown about what she wanted and what she wanted to do at that time. And if two grown adults consent and they're protected and all of this, it ain't nothing wrong with it. Because a man gonna treat you like a hoe based on your character.
Not right. Because
if you had sex fast, just because you had sex fast don't mean you're a hoe. It's some hoes that wait three, 4 months before they want to have sex. And they still a hoe.
They be a hoe
while they're with you.
And I agree, but this is more so not about, like, calling somebody a hoe or not. I think this is more so just getting to know somebody before sex. You see what I'm saying?
You would never get to know somebody. You would never get to know somebody. You can be with somebody 10 years and still not know them. So all of that is out the door. It's all about trust and honesty and loyalty with somebody, man. When it comes to that right there, it's basic principalities that you can go by that make the rules for that relationship that you intend on having. So
if you're basing it
on not having sex with you because I want to get to know you, you might as well just not have sex because I never know you.
Okay, well, so in closing of this article, I'm going to go ahead and read the last bit in closing, and then we'll go ahead and take our first two guests. Okay, so in the end, two people must not only be attracted to each other, but blend and work well sexually. After all, a romantic relationship cannot survive on just good communication and a strong friendship alone. There must be passion as well. It is a package that must be complete in order for a couple to be happy. So sex is still a very important part of a relationship, but it's just something that majority does not wish to jump into so quickly as they do not want to risk building a real good connection, which is what I agree, just because they made sex the main focus too early. I totally agree with that. That's me, but I agree with that part.
That's your opinion.
Okay, so let's hear what we're going to have Byron, and we're going to hear what Shannon have to say. So we're going to hear basically, like I said, it's the girls against the guys. So we're going to go ahead and chime.
So is Byron the girl,
Shannon
the dude?
Byron is the guy. Okay, but what's up, Byron?
What's happening? I'm definitely enjoying the conversation.
What's up, Byron? Might as well sound like
y'all already.
It's time to turn up. Well, you know what? Let me get my lady on the phone because that's the way we're going to do it tonight. It's the men versus the women, okay?
All right, Shannon.
I'm right here
with
my girl.
You
got your girls in the
background?
Let's get it.
Oh, Lord. Women always need a team. No.
You see
what's up. So if you and Byron can come with it, y'all come with it.
It ain't gonna make no difference. Shannon got all them girls over there. One of them probably want to do it on the first night anyway. They just listening for the radio. Acting like they don't want to do it. If Chris Brown or Usher or somebody walk in the room, they'll do it.
Why? I like to sleep up enough. I didn't know what it hit like,
okay.
So I thought I'd come and hang out with your ass.
Okay, get into it. Okay, Byron. Okay, we'll let the, you know what, Shannon? Ladies, let's let the men start off first, because you know we're going to kill it. So we'll go ahead and let the men start off first. What's up, Byron?
I'm in absolute agreement with my man. You know, there's absolutely no reason why a woman should make you wait for sex. More so, who says that it had to be that way? If you're not gonna abide by all the commandments in the Bible, don't do them at all. If we living together and you know, we kicking it or we hanging out, you say 3 dates. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that's 3 different dates. So that night, that's me game, you know? I mean, if you think about it that way.
True.
Well,
am I right? I mean, you say 3 dates. If I take you to breakfast, then we go to lunch, and then we go to dinner, that's 3 separate dates.
Right.
Garbage.
That's right.
Go ahead. Come on, ladies. Come on. Where my ladies at? Where my ladies
okay,
at? Where my ladies
on.
At?
So it is for us in here. We divided. Two of us.
Y'all wrong,
like,
too.
Two of us, you know, they hold. And up to.
Behavior.
Well, I just feel like this. I feel like it's really the person's preference. I really don't have, like, this. I mean, because some people, it may be that you just have that type of attraction to, and you just want to get it on that particular night, and, you know, you don't care. It could just be like that. But me, myself, if I can, you know, refrain myself, or, you know, then I would. Because I just feel like if you're just trying to hit me, on the first date, how many other women you done hit on the first date? You know what I'm saying?
We ain't worried about what everybody else trying to do. That's what women get misconstrued right there. Women always worrying about the next woman. Don't worry about who wants me. Worry about if I want you. We ain't got to worry about the next woman.
The idea with a man, because I always heard that women, you know, they don't really get down on the first date because, you know, oh, how would this man look at me? How would he look at me? What would he think about me? But, I mean,
what's the fuck of it, man? Okay, let me clap off for a minute. I'm still in my 30s, but I've been married 10 years. Mind you, my husband waited the first 2 years before he got some, and he's still around. So let me tell
and
you.
Both of y'all were fucking. Y'all were fucking each other, but both of y'all were fucking.
No, we won. Byron, you don't know me.
That's
He
cheating right now.
And he's still around. Well, maybe, you know, he don't know nothing else out there, I guess.
But it's because it's good to him. He know all he needs to know because I got it. You need to build a foundation. When you build a house, you just don't start with the chimney. You need to start with the foundation. You need to start with the floors. You need to put up the wall. So that's what you do when you build a relationship.
When you build a relationship, you got to start with the plumbing. And that's what sex do. Start with the plumbing first. You can't even flush the stool. You ain't got no house.
You can say, don't throw a pipe everywhere. You got to find where to lay it and where to put it. You got to make sure it's connected to where it needs to be connected to. First, you need a foundation.
Who built the house without a foundation? Who built the house without a
foundation? Where's the water going to run through? Not just throwing pipes on it.
We're going to put the house on top of the plumbing.
No,
Once we figure out that the plumbing is good, when we figure the plumbing is good, that's when we know the house going to be straight because the water going to run through
right.
it.
Right.
That's just my thoughts on. Like I said, it's four of us right here having a conversation. I'm not the only one that's married.
And look, we love it. And we love it. Because tonight, it's all fun. It's a game tonight, men versus the women, which I already know we're going to take it on because you and Shannon already started it off for us. So it's one up for the girls anyway.
Man, nobody really worried about that.
You sound all of them just cackling.
They all of them just cackling. It's too many of them, first off. I can't understand nothing. You know what I'm saying? They passing one phone around, so the rest of them got their phone turned off so they old men don't see it.
No, all right,
Didn't I just say y'all were gonna go smash when this show was over with?
So two of us smash. So you right?
No woman is lonely. No woman should be lonely.
But you make me.
A woman shouldn't be lonely.
Okay.
A woman shouldn't be lonely.
So getting back on the topic. Basically, what the article is stating is that in a relationship, we're talking about getting to know someone. Now, okay, I know you said you were in a 9-year relationship, Mel, with someone that you slept with the first night. And I understand that.
Right.
But then you hear a young lady who has been with her husband for, I think she said, 16 years, and he waited 2 years. So that lets you know that it can work, you know, waiting.
All in honesty with that, Nikki, is if a guy is willing to wait 2 years, obviously there's something he's doing on the side and something she's doing on the side to make it work. But which is okay if you ain't giving me none for 2 years, I don't see nothing wrong with that. As long as I'm not bringing you anything. Why make me wait two years? For what? What I'm waiting 2 years for? And then what should I do? And then I got to leave you. If it's trash, I got to leave you. Then you don't waste the 2 years of your life because it's trash, and then I got to leave you. You make me wait for this trash 2 years.
Maybe you missed that point. Sex is not everything in a relationship because sometimes something may happen and you can't have sex, but the relationship still needs to be strong. It needs to be built by more than just husband.
I tell you what, if I were with you that long, only time sex ain't really valuable in my relationship, if we together 30, 40 years and we don't got all tooling out the way and everything good. If we in a brand new relationship, 1 to 2, 3 years, and something happened to you or you can't perform sexually, oh, you got to go.
Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah. You
talk about everything.
We're going to be best friends, though. We're going to be best friends. We're going to be cool.
That's 100.
I'm just being honest with you. What can you do for me? What God put us here to procreate and do this. So if you can't perform your sexual duties, what are you here for? You might well be my homeboy.
The lady says you should procreate after you're married, but sex should not be the foundation of everything that you got going on between you and that other person. It can be so good between you and the other person. It ain't all about sex. Sometimes you can chill with somebody and enjoy that person's company, and you never hump with them.
I mean, I've done that,
that's true.
But at some point in time, if I'm gonna spend the rest of my life with you, I'm gonna need some type of validity that's gonna keep me in this relationship.
But why you have to get on the first night? If you're saying to yourself,
I ain't gotta get it. I ain't saying I gotta get it on the first night. I'm just saying it's okay if it happens on the first night.
I'm not gonna look at you no different than making me wait a year or
24/7.
I don't think we're advocating for the first night. You know what I'm saying? We're not advocating for the first night. We're just saying, hey, sometimes chemistries can be established through sex. And I think more women say, oh, well, I'm keeping my goods. I don't want to be no whore. or I don't want to be easy, or this or that. But how many brothers, how many knights in shining armor have you passed over just because you decided not to do what you really wanted to do? Women want sex just as much as men do. So
and they know they're
going to
get it when they first see you.
But because of all these
when a woman first
notions, oh, I can't do this, or he going to think I'm easy, or he gonna
right.
tell his friends, or my homegirl's going to find out, and they're going to think I'm easy. Damn all that. You want to do it just as bad as I did, but because I'm forceful with it, or because I'm open to that, now I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, I'm forceful.
Well, no,
you ain't the bad guy.
But this is me. Well, this is and this is Nikki D. This is me. I really just want to get to know him, though. You know what I mean? Because I feel like I could that'll make me want you more if I get to know you intellectually. I get to know. You know, that'll make me want you more because okay, oh, I love this conversation because you could have the best sex in the world and be dumb as a doughnut. I mean,
but there's a place for that.
We can have the best conversation. We can have the best conversation before sex. So what you mean? We can have the best conversation before. You know what somebody smart is.
It takes time. It takes time to actually get to know someone.
It takes
time.
No, it don't. No, it don't.
Hey,
don't take no time.
I want you to be inside of my heart. I want you to be inside my head. I want to make you emotionally. Don't just please my clit.
I promise, when I give it to you, you're going to feel just like that. You're going to feel like that. You're going to feel
you're
just like
making
that.
It
you're going to feel
all
like I'm all in your heart. You're going to feel like I'm just the greatest thing ever. You're going to feel like that. And then we're going to have the best conversation ever after we do it.
But see... Okay, but see, what the ladies are talking about is we're all referring back to the article. And basically the article is stating that it is good to get to know somebody inside, you know, mentally instead of physically. You know what I mean? First. You know, it's
okay,
yeah,
okay, listen, okay, listen, though. Listen. If you're getting to know somebody mentally, that is a really hard-driven thing that you can drill into somebody's head. But you can tell any woman what they want to hear. I can tell you what you want to hear for 6 months straight without even wanting no sex from you. And then, see, when I finally get it, I got it, and I'm gone.
You know, I'm going to tell you what they want to hear for so long.
You will never know. So you might wait. So then your feelings in it. So then, listen, y'all don't let me finish. Listen, then when your feelings in it, when you don't got your feelings in it for 6 months, then when we finally do have sex, and I didn't leave you alone because it wasn't good. Now you hurt. Now you want to say I ain't nothing. Now you want to say I'm this, such, and such. No, you should have did it when we first supposed to have did it. So it wouldn't have been no feelings attached to it. Now you got some feelings attached to it. Now you all in your feelings. Now you want to make long Facebook posts about it. Come on, I ain't got time for that. Get it out the way. Get it on out the way, man.
Hey, boy, you better breathe. Boy, you better breathe.
Oh,
no,
man,
get it out of the way, man.
Okay.
I don't know what this stuff is you're coming from. If he don't come with it, he going to have to come correct. If you got your feelings in it, sometimes your feelings is more than enough to what you need. Because if you really know what you're doing in the bed, you can use them feelings to fall back on and still please that man. I may not have been the best bed, but you're going to feel for me so much, this head going to be right. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Well, some got to be right.
Negative.
Some got to be look.
Negative.
Some got to be right.
Negative.
Some got to be right. So if I expose my feelings to you, and we've been going together for 5 or 6 months or whatever, I don't even call it a relationship because relationships to me are past 2 years. I can shout you for 2 years and be like, nah, we don't go together. But we friends though, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I'm not gonna endure the same basic relationship that everybody was trying to have.
Okay. Well, what we're gonna do, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, Byron, we appreciate you. We appreciate you calling in. We're gonna get mail from help from Alonzo. Okay. We thank you so much for calling,
we'll do.
Byron.
No problem.
All right,
Byron,
stay tuned.
Okay,
man.
Yeah,
okay. I got it by myself.
We got
Alonzo on deck.
Okay, Alonzo, what's up?
What's up, Alonzo?
What's up?
Turn up Tuesday. What's up?
What's up? What's up, Lonzo?
First of all, this nigga finna get me in trouble.
I've been listening. But the main thing that everybody's is not breaking up is, for one, say we have sex on the first night and I get you pregnant, and then three days later I find out we hate each other. So now that means I got to raise a kid from a lady that I might hate for the rest of my life. What sense does that make? And then I make the child, damn, they're going to be a bastard, because 9 times out of 10, if the dad and the mom is not getting along, the dad is gone. So now you got another generation of kids doing some fucked up shit. You see what I'm saying? Number two. I ain't finished. Number two.
Okay, go ahead,
Lonzo.
Break it down for,
because
I think
you
on my side.
No, number two, okay. I run up inside you. I come at the next day. I got AIDS now. Now what? See, I ain't took no time out to find out who you fucking, who that other person's fucking. So now we all fucked. You see what I'm saying? So in my opinion, you do need to wait. You need to find out a little more about this person before you come out jumping in the bed with them. Because you don't know who you're jumping in the bed with.
Lonzo, you might want to get on the girl side of Lonzo.
I'm on the real side. I'm on the real life side.
The real side is contraceptives and all these types of stuff to prevent all of this.
Okay.
Because I can be here for 5 years and still not know what you got going on.
Okay.
People lie, man.
Like,
people lie and everything.
I'm upset with people and took a test and all. I don't sat with people.
You probably wasn't the lucky one.
No,
I'm 38 years old. I got a 14-year-old son out of all my 38 years.
You walk around with
that call for protection.
But check this out. Do you actually think protection from world will save you from AIDS? When they made rubber, AIDS weaves out.
Man, they got new rubbers now, man. What you talking about?
Yeah,
they got new rubbers, man.
Okay, they might got new rubbers. But check them
out.
Okay,
so basically, what you put in rubber on?
Let me tell you what. It ain't no reason to put it on. Because most of the time, if you say you're going to go ahead and fuck on the first date, then you might well go ahead and eat them. So, you know, you can wear no rubber then.
Lonzo.
Okay, well.
Let me
go ahead, man.
Somebody get Lonzo. Lonzo ain't got all his screws, man.
Nah, my screw was, honey. You just want me to be on the man's side, but I'm going to be on what's right side.
That's right, Lonzo.
You ain't everybody got a misconstrued that rubbers is gonna protect you from AIDS, but most people don't understand the AIDS virus is smaller than the rubber. It could go through the rubber.
Okay, Lonzo, so basically, we're going to try to go back to the subject. I know you made some valid points, but basically, what we're just trying to focus on, you know, how long in a new relationship should you have sex? Now, those are some valid points.
Yeah, but see, what I think, you know, I don't think nobody should have no sex on their first day, because guess what? If you have sex on your first day, think about your children.
No.
Do you want your daughter to go out there
and
have sex on the first day with somebody she just met?
Hey, somebody giving you the
update.
Okay, well, I know my D was kind of crunk back there, but I can't hear a little bit. Yeah,
too much feedback on the phone, man. We need to clear these lines up so we can hear.
I hear a lot of feedback back there, my ladies.
They having a party without us.
Oh yeah, they having a turn up party. Okay, but yeah, ladies, we hear a lot of debris and everything back there. So, all right, Lonzo, we definitely, definitely appreciate you calling in. We thank you for your input, and those were some valid, valid inputs that because we do definitely want to protect ourselves when we call ourselves having sex on the first date. You know, there are a lot of things that we definitely do need to think about when we're doing that. So I honestly do appreciate your input on that. So right now, you know, we're going to go to T-Love. We got T-Love on deck. We're going to let him go ahead and close it out for the rest of the night for the dudes. And again, Lonzo, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to try to be able to tease it for you. Hey, and one more thing I want to tell you. One more thing I want to tell y'all. When you doing stuff, just put yourself in your kids' shoes. What you want your kids to do that?
Lonzo.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right. Somebody, who gave Lonzo a phone in that house over there where he at, man?
it be y'all. I got people listening.
Okay. Well, Lonzo did it for
us. Lonzo might have almost ran out of minutes on that bummer phone, man.
Okay.
Y'all playing. You playing, nigga.
Well,
you picking
well, we
these people.
Yo, what up?
Find a cool guy that can relate to me. Do we still got all the live talking girls on the phone, too? We need to clear the lines, man.
They chilling. Lines out.
They just don't know Lonzo don't even like women.
Lonzo went from the topic to talking about HIV and AIDS, man, which, you know, I think that's what quieted, you know, the whole circuit. I'm like, hey, man, you're getting off topic, man. We're not talking about the disease and what, you know what I'm saying?
Lonzo said, take care of you. Think about if your kids don't do it. I'm like,
think about your kids, man. When you're out here dating, man, think about your kids. Which is, I mean, you know.
Lonzo's
home was
too fat, first off.
Hey, this is my second time on Turn Up Tuesday, man. I want to say y'all doing an excellent job, man, keeping it on there, Mayor Nikki D, man.
I want to
just elaborate on the topic. Can we
Right.
I want to talk about the topic, man. How long should one wait, or you know, do people feel like it's suitable to put a time on having sex when you're dating or in a relationship? I'm gonna tell you like this. Every time I've actually set forth, this is from my perspective.
Go ahead. Hello?
Who that is back there?
We're here.
Those my divas?
My divas. I just told them to come down the phone a little bit because they're having a party tonight. When I say something, I don't want to get verbally onslaughted.
Right here, but here's my thing. And this is just my point of view, and I'm gonna try to give it a general. Just give a couple of points here. I have never asked a woman to have sex. Period. In my adult years, You know what I'm saying? When I first, you know, started to have sex, I've never asked a young lady to have sex. But here's the thing.
I can't really hear the caller. You'll mute your phone for me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you, Shannon. Go ahead.
See, that's why you know they have to change right now.
Yeah.
Oh, they make dub smash videos.
All that type of stuff right now.
We're listening to T Love. We're listening to him give his answer.
Like I was saying, I never asked a lady to have sex. But my thing is, when it does happen, and let's just say, okay, for a woman, my perspective, for a woman who approaches me or I approach them, I never talk about sex. And when it happens, and let's just say, for instance, I'm not interested in them to be in a long-term relationship, and I move on, it's a problem because they feel some type of way because they feel like since they did give me sex or we had sex, then I owe them more than what it is. You understand what I'm saying? So I think at the bottom line, at the end of the day, it depends on both people, what they expect out of each other. And we can say, you know, it takes communication, takes this, that, and third. We all know, and I think Mel said this, a woman knows, especially, because I was told this a long time ago, a woman knows when she is or is not going to have sex. For the topic of the night, I feel like it shouldn't be a timetable. I would then say, just know what you're going to do if you think this is a cut butter situation or you feel like it's a relationship. I just really want it to be understood. You know what I'm saying? I take the quote from T.I., before you take out the panties, we need to have an understanding. You see, we just need to have an understanding. Now you do know what you're doing. You grown enough to know it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm wise enough to know.
Grown enough to do it.
I gotta say something. I just got a tweet. Somebody, one of our listeners said that you sound real sexy. And do you want to have sex tonight?
See what I'm talking about?
One thing about it,
when you respond in the tweets, you never know who's the tweeter. So who was the tweeter?
It was Rihanna.
Oh, man.
It was Rihanna.
Rihanna being
like
making now, man.
They don't like for me to reveal who they are, but I will.
Yeah.
I will translate the tweet. So I was just tweeted that.
I mean, And that's what's up, and I appreciate that. Hopefully it's a young lady that said that. But you just never know, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's a new hashtag. But now tell her, thank you, but T Love is in a great relationship right now. I know a lot of women might be just like stomping their feet and like wishing that, you know what I mean, I slip up. But I am in a great monogamous relationship. Her and I actually took it there the first time, and we are great now. We are like 10 months into the relationship. We took it there, man. We were both hot and heavy. She was ready. She hadn't been in a relationship in 2 years. And one thing about it, let me tell you this. When her and I hit it off, I cut off the girls that I was just having random sex with. And when I cut it off with the girls who I was randomly having sex with, they got so heated, knowing that it wasn't a relationship just because they couldn't have none anymore. And so what gets it is the women, now I got a little dick. Now I ain't shit. You know, now I ain't this, now I ain't that. But Like I say, before you take off your panties, you need to have an understanding. Now, we'll go out, have a couple of cocktails and laugh, do this, do that, and the third. But when I met this one right here, I knew I wasn't going nowhere else.
Yeah.
And I can probably say, man, at 10 months, man, me and her, we have been in that thiz-na-e, like Scrappy say, man.
I can congratulate you on that.
Right on, man. Appreciate it, man.
But I do have a tweet for Mel. Mel, it's not a bad tweet. It basically, Mel, you seem so sure of yourself. What type of woman, honestly, are you looking for, and what type of woman do you think can tie you down?
Why do we have to always go through these? The same tweeters always tweet this. She must be the same girl. Is she taking notes?
No, it's actually not. So
I've always not looked for a woman, but people say I should. But what I look for in a woman is some spontaneity, outgoing, driven, smart, funny. She got to be funny. She got to be able to take a joke, because I crack on her in front of her mama, her daddy. Her folk got to be cool, too. If I meet the folk, they got to be cool, too. And she got to like food. She got to eat. And, you know, she can be on the healthy side, because maybe sometimes she can, like, you know, she can maybe motivate me to get into a healthy state, which is cool for me. And, you know, I really don't care for looks. As long as there's some sexiness going on about you, that's fine with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to be out of shape or nothing, because I'm not out of shape. You know, I got like the little Gucci man stomach, but, you know, that's cool. You know, women like a little playground. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But that's what I'm looking for.
Okay, well, of course, you have one more, and this is an actual good one. Do you think, you know, leaning towards the topic, do you think that if you go out on the first date and you find this woman to be all that you're looking for, and she tells you that she's not ready for sex, if you guys have gotten into the heat, let me read it correctly. If you get into the heat of the moment,
so I can answer it correctly.
Okay, if you get on your first date and you get into the heat of the moment with the woman, but you really vibing with her, do you think that it will cause a problem if she asks you to wait? Now, mind you, the tweet says if you're actually vibing with her. Do you think you will wait?
If I'm vibing with her and we get like heated up out of a drunken state or whatever,
and she'd be like, nah, we gotta wait.
I would respect that because I'm a respectable guy. So I'm not out just to have sex with people. Why people seem to have this idea of me that I'm such a whore?
Mel, you're a whore. You're a male whore. You're a monster whore.
I'm not, and I've
seen your whorish ways. But for real though, man, you know, it's always expected of a man to be thirsty or hungry in that sense for we just want to have sex. But the women have that thing, because I'm gonna tell you now, especially from an older perspective, you got a lot of these older women that've been married, and then the marriage is over. Now they're looking for a young guy to really go in with. You know what I'm saying?
A woman like over 35, first level is like at like 8. If it was at 10, if like the top level was 10 for a thirst level for a woman over 35, it's at 8.
Bro, you get a 40-something-year-old that done been married and divorced, and now it's okay to fuck in the car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They ready to do it all. They ready to do it. Hey,
okay.
They get a young stud. They ready to do it all, man.
I was
20 years old and I had 2 40-year-olds, and wow. I was just saying like that. That was back in the OS day, back there in the alley.
I'm 38, so if I attempted that, they'd be like 60. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. After a while, I get out of control.
Yeah, the roles have reversed for me. I'm 38, and, like, it's a lot of younger women from 25 to 30 years old that like older men.
Right.
That actually have more sense than some of these older women. I've known some childish grown women. These women right here are real childish. There's a lot of childish grown women. And there's a lot of young women that got their head together.
Okay, guys, I hate to cut you guys off, but we do have a game. And it's a relationship and love poll. Okay, Shannon, you ready?
Yeah,
Shannon,
we're ready.
Okay, okay, you ready? Okay.
Shannon watching the game.
My girls were crunk, so you know they were giving you gentlemen time to speak because since we already won, so we went ahead and just let go since Alonzo came in.
I'm gonna tell you what were the prerequisites of the game, you know what, I think it was good that Alonzo
to come in second because the men lost all the points when
he came. When that big tall, strong, big guy.
Byron was all right. Byron was all right. But
yeah,
Byron was
good.
Byron
was good.
Like Byron was good.
Okay. So let's do the relationship. Okay.
Yeah, man, I thought Byron was a woman. I said, what the hell?
Okay.
Well, the other one name was Susan. Who the other person was?
No, you not talking about my name. Shannon.
Look at Pat. What you talking about, Pat?
Shannon,
that's her name.
Okay. What you
gonna say, Pat?
Okay. So this is the relationship love poll. Okay, this is would you share your deepest secret online?
No.
What about you,
C-Love? Would I share like via social media or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Online. Yeah. Online. You share his barber name online. He don't even share his barber name online, so he ain't gonna share nothing. I don't even know what T-Law like coming. I don't even know what T-Law reads
all that,
man.
And basically,
I didn't know T-Law like 10 years. I still don't know where he works.
And basically, after I ask these questions, I will let you guys know the answers to them. But okay, so in the one that we're talking about right now, when to have sex. After how many dates should two people have sex?
It's not about the amount of dates.
I don't think it's about an amount of dates. I think it's whatever feeling that you're feeling with that person. Like I said, I can go out with somebody on a date and not be feeling them at all, and then go out with the next person and be like, dang, like.
Yeah. And look, we can do it on the way to the date.
And that's one of the answers, basically what you said too, Shannon. We can do it in the car on the way to the date. And for the ones that are now in a relationship and the ladies that are married, here's a question for everybody. How is your sex life? Fantastic, could be better, or non-existent?
Fantastic, baby. I look forward to it every day.
She sounds like a boss on that dude too.
Yes, sir. I won't be exposing how good my sex life is because
God knows. Mine is super fantastic off the charts.
Okay, and the last question for the love and relationship poll is, can a long-distance relationship work?
No. Yeah, if they married.
No. Okay. Even if you married. No. Talking from experience with a long distance relationship, I would say it depends on the person. It depends on how much the two people want to be together.
I would say for the women,
if you don't want that person bad enough or want to make it work bad enough, of course it's not going to work. But if you all in, then, I mean.
Especially for the women, talking about they can wait 2 years. That worked for them. They had a long distance. They don't want to have sex. No way.
Yeah, long distance work for you 2 years. So we scrape.
Yeah,
we talk on the phone.
You can be in Chicago. I can be in the sweat hotel all night.
You all right. You the perfect long-distance relationship.
Look, they got quiet in there, man. They ain't say shit.
Go ahead and share the answers from the poll. For the first one, would you share your deepest secret online? The number one answer was no, never. I don't want to share with anyone my deepest secret, which 2,012 people voted on. Okay, how is your sex life? Of course, fantastic one. With 1,352 men and women chose that one. And after how many dates should two people have sex? The winner was after more than three dates, sex should not be rushed. So this poll was pretty much a part of this article, but they just asked those other questions. But the number one question was after how many dates should two people have sex? So out of the poll, 1,689 people stated that after more than three dates, sex should not be rushed. So, you know, if we were going by this poll here, male gentlemen,
before you speak your answer, and your poll, I have never stated that you should have sex fast or whatever. I always stated that it don't matter when you have it. It doesn't matter.
Man, they already
wait.
Had it fixed for us to lose, dog. Don't worry about it.
Right. I didn't never want to say that I was not one to want to wait.
No,
our
opinions really don't count, man. They really jump on.
Yeah,
speaking
exactly. Of the poll. Spontaneous to know. Yeah, speaking
okay,
of the poll.
Let's put the pole in the hole.
You know what? I tell you guys, this month is full of relationship topics. So of course we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about it all month. You know, and I really wanted to reiterate about the because we spoke on a sex topic before. How long should well, that particular topic was basically women feeling like they're being called a whole slut for sleeping with someone on the first night. But today we're pretty much
when they make a twerk video.
When you are in a new relationship, how long should you wait? Now, I will say. It was a tie tonight. I think, but honestly, Alonzo shut it down.
Oh my God, man!
Alonzo won for the men.
Look, they tripped me out.
Damn,
there.
Alonzo! Alonzo ready for the.
Alonzo
talking shit. Probably ain't even been tested.
Alonzo sound like he dirty.
He reading some shit out of Essence magazine.
Any nigga that signed, they got a cold, man. Something wrong with him. Any nigga that signed, got a cold outside.
Don't even know what the health department is.
Alonzo said it.
Alonzo got a cold right now, man.
He's for what's right. So Alonzo, please inbox me your address.
Alonzo
so
from
I
Fort Valley.
You. Hey, hold on, Shannon, straighten it. I will be sending you a Turn Up Tuesday T-shirt because we definitely feel like you had the number one app.
Right. The only reason we're sending you a T-shirt because we know you ain't going to be able to read it when you get it.
All of y'all need to be responsible about the kids because you got AIDS. Everybody has AIDS.
AIDS melts rubber. AIDS melts rubber, C-Love. He said AIDS get through rubber.
That nigga went to sleep during sex ed.
So you ladies, because Mel and I, we actually have decided every show, our guests, and we were going to make it this show, for our guests that we have on the show, we definitely want to send you guys T-shirts because we thank you so much for calling in and being a part of tonight's show. And we had the show was phenomenal. You know, the show was phenomenal. And I guess basically just to say we're gonna agree to disagree, right? Is that what we're gonna do? Are we gonna agree to disagree?
I guess we can. I know we won.
Just make sure my T-shirt ain't got a 98-cent stove sticker on the back of it.
So,
can I have a real T-shirt?
So, Shannon, your friend, because I really love to hear her say this, your friend that waited 2 years, she's still going strong, and sex life still strong, and they were
in a long-distance relationship.
Right?
In a long distance relationship. That nigga was in Anchorage, Alaska.
He stayed around the corner. He stayed around the corner, but they still was in a long distance relationship.
That nigga was in Anchorage, Alaska.
Why y'all hating? Good Lord, tell them, chick, they hate her. Well, see, now I'm
exactly. See, you know, if you get them in 10 months with your slow talking self.
Hey, listen to Young Van Zant. Yeah. Don't try to fix my life, baby. We Gucci over here. Well,
I need to put down them weeds.
You sound like you wear Reeboks, too.
You can't take it while you keep talking about Alonzo. You must be from Fort Valley.
Dude, you need to take out them old Janet shoes you wearing. Sitting there with your feet, your leg crossing out on the phone.
With a ring on every finger.
With them on. With that Rayon shirt on.
And one gold.
And
you know what?
And them fairways in the front, looking like salt and pepper.
Smoking a pack of cool.
I'm loving how
And you hang out at the Review Ballroom on Tuesdays. We love it, you know. We do comedy too now.
He's spraying their hair right between her legs.
You know what? I would say this. In reference to what Alonzo said, I'm sending turn up to the shirts and condoms out to everybody.
And Liz Claiborne perfume for old girl.
I'm sending out turn up to the shirt, condoms to everybody, and it's gonna be called the Alonzo package, baby. Because I
and them old Brian stockings for old girl.
He gave it to us today.
He said,
at number one, you need to.
That's how he said it. He was like, and none.
Pootie Tang talking some a bit. He's talking like Pootie Tang on a tee by my tee tie. That's your ass dying, man.
I hit it on the tippy toe.
Look, this ain't no AIDS conversation, brother.
No, he's
still an answer. They think it's an AIDS conversation. Look, then when we talking about AIDS, he wants to call in. He's going to go to tip drill on that tube.
You guys, you know what? I'm in tears right now. And I can say, man, this show has been so funny tonight. It has been extremely funny. And I thank everybody for calling in. I thank you guys for sharing my tweet today. I'm really just learning. I'm learning how to tweet, so I think I'm bad now. So I definitely thank everybody for tuning in. Next week we have a phenomenal show for you guys. So
as always,
thank you guys for calling in, and let's turn up.
Appreciate you, Shannon. We didn't. I wasn't trying to be funny and disrespect you, but it's just a real funny show that we get along with. I know you don't listen to it before, so you know what's going on. So you know it's all love. You gonna get the T-shirt. I want you to wear it, and then take the T-shirt, take a picture, and put it on Facebook.
Definitely inbox me or inbox Miguel Esperanza or Nikki Durham or Turn Up Tuesday, and let us know your T-shirt sizes. Because we definitely want to send you guys out a T-shirt, and we thank you so much. And also some condoms.
Right.
We're going to send that.
Appreciate it, man. Right.
All
right on.
Love.
Hey, Mayor. I appreciate it, Nikki D. Hey, Mayor. I'm about to go to work, man. I'll holler at y'all, man.
Nigga, you ain't got no job.
You got a job. Hey, he talking about he getting ready to go to work. He just got off right with us. He just got off. Hey, he's talking about
Oh man, we had a good time.
We sure did. Look, good night, everybody.
Look, we're gonna end the show. You're gonna catch me at exoticplushhair.com, exoticplushhair on Instagram, Miguel Esperanza on Facebook, Miguel Mailman Esperanza on Facebook. And yeah, I got all them pages. I'm trying to get to it. Get out of there. Turn up Tuesday, man.
Turn up Tuesday. Good night, guys. Good night.
Good night.